anguish of the Sapien Queen. King Hades, she said evenly, her duty to speak first, since there was no one to introduce them. Queen Leontine, he replied, with only a slight nod of his head, which befit a ruler visiting ruler greeting. She returned the nod minimally. Neither would give much ground, that was clear. Our soldiers have battled on many occasions, she said, even recently, she reminded him. I'm delighted to finally view the face of my enemy. An enemy in general, he said, but not this night. I hope not, otherwise I'd have to have you killed. That would leave my throne room rather messy. She thought she saw a strange glimmer in his otherworldly eyes. These were eyes she knew could change rapidly to red. And if that occurred, the head of her army would have a silver-tipped arrow or bolt or bullet in Hades' chest, about heart level. To what should I attribute the dubious pleasure of your visit? I wish to speak with you about a problem. Is a vampire problem my concern? It's your problem I wish to discuss. How intriguing, and what a surprise. I had no idea the king of the vampiri on our border cared so much for me and my realm, other than his nourishment. What is the nature of this problem that troubles you enough that you would venture into my city with only 3 warriors for protection? It's a problem I'd like to discuss with you privately. You won't be alone with our queen, her top general snapped, raising his sword, but Leontine held up her free hand without bothering to even glance at him. The old advisor Thaddeus she had inherited on assuming the throne said, My queen, you cannot. I asked for your advice earlier, and it was lacking then, so don't annoy me with it now. She thought for a moment. Come with me then, king of the undead, and we can discuss my problem in private. I'm curious to know what it is.